Hey, Better Leaders, it's Danny Sunshine Bauer, and I have a quick message I want to share with you. If you're not new to the show, if you're a longtime listener, you've heard me talk over and over again about masterminds. That's a hybrid group coaching and leadership development community that I created specifically for school leaders. They are blowing up. They're going bananas right now, and they're so popular, I've actually opened a third group. What I want you to know is this. Starting May 6th, the membership is increasing. And so if you want to lock in the best deal, the best rate you'll ever get, you need to act now. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, head over to betterleadersbetterschools.com, type mastermind in the search box, and a bunch of podcast episodes as well as blog posts will pop up, and you can learn about the value of a mastermind. By now, if you're ready to join, then I want you to go to the website, betterleadersbetterschools.com/MM for mastermind. Lock in that rate because I'm telling you, May 6th, the membership increases. Today's show is brought to you by School Spirit Vending. School Spirit Vending has a hassle-free, year-round fundraising program for schools. You can learn more at schoolspiritvending.com.
Welcome to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, where school leaders go to find inspiration and learn world-class strategies from top influencers in education. Better Leaders, Better Schools was created by Daniel Bauer.
Well, hey there, Better Leaders. In today's show, it's just me, Danny Sunshine Bauer, and I'm going to drop some value talking about the attitude of gratitude or how to develop an attitude of gratitude. There's a few books that really have informed the content that you're going to hear. So all the books will be linked up in the show notes, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention them. So the information is coming from Tim Ferriss's Tools of Titans. Incredible. All of these are incredible books. Chade Meng Tan's Search Inside Yourself. And I think actually those are the only two books. Cool. We have some other resources too, and I'll link them up and I'll talk about them in the show. But hey, listen, I do not take for granted that you're here. Thanks for tuning in. You're here because you want to be a better leader and enjoy the show. But today's show again is about an attitude of gratitude, how to develop that attitude of gratitude. The show's about your mindset. I think what I've learned over my leadership journey is that mindset is everything. That's why I end all the shows with this quote that life is 10%. It's really 10%, small amount of what happens to you, and so much more, 90% of how you react to it. That's because things are going to come our way that we enjoy. Things are going to come our way that really frustrate, maybe even make us pretty, pretty mad. But listen, it's how you respond. It's always how you respond. We tell our students this. We probably tell our staffs this. We need to give ourselves permission to take a breather. We need to tell ourselves this and respond in a positive way. So the show is about mindset. It's nothing groundbreaking, but my goal is to give you just tons of actionable tips that you can implement today in order to add some positivity, some gratitude, and some momentum to your culture and to your life. All right, so the first actionable item that I want to share, this is from the resource Tools of Titans, one of my favorite books that I read in 2016, beginning of 2017 here, and that author is Tim Ferriss. That will be linked up for you in the show notes. And what I want to share about Tools of Titans is this little bitty part that you might miss, but it's called the Awesome Jar, and Tim has talked about it on his podcast. This is something that I have started to do myself. So imagine grabbing a mason jar and writing on it as ridiculous as possible is how Tim describes it, writing awesome jar. This idea was created by Tim's girlfriend at the time. And if you know anything about Tim Ferriss, he is a high achiever. This guy, if I could steal his brain, suck it out of his head and like just, you know, drain it of its creativity juices, I would drink that juice and it would make me smarter. Now that sounds a little bit gross, but the point is, he's an extremely high achiever, very creative guy. And like people that are probably high D's on the DISC profile, we push and push and push. We achieve so much, but sometimes we don't slow down to appreciate. And that's a very important skill to develop. So Tim's girlfriend saw this in him, somewhere that he could grow. Growth mindset is what we're all about here at Better Leaders, Better Schools. And so she gave him the awesome jar, mason jar in glitter. It said awesome jar. He suggests that the more uptight or rigid you are and achievement-driven, results-oriented you are, the more ridiculous your jar should look. But what you do is you write down on a sheet of paper just something great that happened in your life that day, and you drop it in the jar. This had a tremendous impact on Tim's quality of life, according to him, in the book and on the podcast. Keep the jar where you can see it, because here you are just crushing it, working, focused, really trying to drive those results. And you see that awesome jar, and what you can do is pull out a piece of paper and read that moment, that celebration of that moment in your life when something truly amazing happened. So that's why you need to keep the jar where you see it, where you work. It's going to build an attitude of gratitude, which is needed, again, for these high achievers like me, like you, the listener of the show. And even when you're having a down day, can you imagine the gift of after, let's say, 3 months, and you've got 90 slips of paper in there of celebrations, things, amazing things that happened to you. Imagine pulling one out and reading what you wrote to yourself. So that's the awesome jar. It's a great way to celebrate your life. Actionable tip number 2 is the 5-minute journal. And I've talked about this on the podcast quite a bit. Again, Tools of Titans, 5-minute journal. That there'll be a link in the show notes for you listeners. 5-minute journal is easy. Now, you can buy a nice bound 5-minute journal from their website. When President Barack Obama came and spoke to our school, actually that same exact year we had the Dutch King and Queen visit us as well, I got to work with Secret Service agent Joe Long, and he gave me this beautiful leather bound journal that I love to write in. And I decided, since it's such a beautiful looking journal, I'm going to start my 5-minute journal in there. It's a very simple system, so you don't necessarily have to buy their version of the journal. I'm going to give you the secrets right now. So you really write just a few things. In the morning, you write, I am grateful for, and you list 3 things. That's it. I am grateful for, and list 3 things. Then you write, what would make today great, and you list 3 things. So I am grateful for, 3 things. What would make today great, 3 things. And a daily affirmation, I am blank. That's all you do in the morning. In the evening, you come back and spend another 5 minutes. If I'm honest, this is kind of where I struggle. I always do my gratitude journal in the morning, and I haven't been able to systematize and make it a routine yet to always get the nights. So sometimes my 5-minute journal actually becomes just a 10-minute morning journal, and I recap the evening and look forward to the day. That works for me, so it's not a big deal, but I digress. In the evening, the idea is to write down 3 amazing things that happened today. So like the awesome jar, you're thinking back to moments where you can really celebrate the wonder of life and the things that you accomplished. So what are 3 amazing things that happened that day? And I love this one because, again, growth mindset. What could I have changed to make the day better? What a powerful question, right, better leaders? So what could I have changed to make the day better? I'm going to flip through just a few different things that I wrote myself. I have not prepared this before the show, so I don't know what I'm going to find or what I'm going to read, but I'm going to share it with you. So Thursday, January 12th, 2017, hopefully this is not too embarrassing. I am grateful for, 1, self-exploration, 2, talks about weddings and moving in. Whoa, I guess I was talking about that with Miriam, so shout out to Miriam. Love you, babe. And puppies. Hey, puppies. That is so cool. I am always grateful for puppies. I have a big, bright smile on my face right now just thinking about puppies. Actually, when kids get dropped off at my school and I get to say, good morning, thanks, I'm so happy you're here, and say goodbye to the parents, I love when they come to the school and they have a dog in the car as well. I try to sneak in a few pets. So that's what I was grateful for on January 12th. What would make today great? If I outline an interview, add instructional focus to In the Loop, that's my weekly newsletter, and run between 3 to 4.5 miles. And my daily affirmation is, I am Simba, I am Shumba. And that's in Shauna, the Zim language. I'm talking about being strong and being a lion. So that's what I'm saying there. Pretty cool stuff. Hey, in the evening, this is what I wrote. 3 amazing things that happened today. Whoa, look at this. I ran a sub-8-minute mile. Very cool. And 3.5 miles at an 8:30 pace. So that's pretty fast for me. I know there's listeners that are probably like, you know, Matt, Arend, if you're listening, you freaking run at like 5-minute pace, 6-minute pace. I don't know. But there's a lot of runners, you know, hashtag fit leaders. You guys can crush that. But for me, 8:30 was pretty good. And don't worry. Listen, when I started running, if you're not like that, I started at like a 10:30 pace. So, you know, wherever you're at. And the first marathon I ran, let me tell you this too, just to inspire you. The first marathon I ever completed, the whole entire marathon, I ran for 3 minutes and walked for one. So there's no shame in my game. You do what you need to do to finish. That's really what was most important to me. So it's not so much about the time. So three amazing things that happened. I had a pretty quick pace. Oh, wow. I recorded 2 podcasts. Oh, this is nice. I love reading this. And Matt Miller, shout out Matt Miller. He was episode 5 and he's coming up in a later episode. I think it's 99, I want to say. And he's a sponsor of the show, School Spirit Vending. Shout out School Spirit Vending and hassle-free fundraising for schools. But he signed on January 12th a sponsorship agreement and sponsored the show, what was that, February, March, and April. So cool. I hope that relationship continues. What could I have changed to make today better? And I actually left that blank. I thought I had a really good day. Sometimes I don't put something there. And to be honest, the trend that I see when I do write something there, I write that I didn't meditate. I find if I don't hit the pause button within the middle of a day, I get very, very grumpy. I get agitated. I'm really wound up. And by focusing on mindfulness and focusing on my breathing, it's just 10 minutes. And on the best days I get to do this, I feel like it's just a reset button. The way I describe it to folks is mindfulness is like this. You got a beautiful lake and it's crystal clear waters and you can see down to the ground, right? You see the sparkling sand. Life happens and the lake gets choppy. The wind starts to, you know, blow and the waves are crazy and the mud gets kicked up from the bottom of the lake and you no longer can see through the water. By taking a pause and really focusing on your breathing, the lake gets clear again. Everything settles down. You feel a little bit more in control. It's that pause. It's that reset that I need. So that was January 12th. Do we have time for one more? Yes. I am the host, so I will say yes. Cool. So February 16th, I'm grateful for tortillas. I love them. I have that. Listen, I started working out with my trainer, and he had me just kicking my butt, and I have a lot of cool stuff that I do now physically, and you can see that hashtag fit leaders. A lot of us post our workouts there, but I'm on a meal plan too. The meal plan's crazy. I'm like a machine. It is 4 egg whites, a cup of spinach, and a tortilla, plus 1 scoop of protein, because I don't want to do 8 egg whites, 1 scoop of protein and water, and that's my breakfast. I follow that up with, well, do you want to hear this? Okay. I follow that up with a midday snack. So that's grapefruit, a banana, a scoop and a half of protein, half cup of yogurt. We've got some, what are those seeds called? Coconut oil, cinnamon, and flaxseed. And that all gets ground up and it's in a midday shake. For lunch, I do ground turkey. So 6 ounces of ground turkey seasoned up with salt, pepper, Old Bay spice, 2 ounces of rice or sweet potato fries that I cut up and make, and then a cup of some type of mixed vegetable, broccoli, artichokes, kale, and, you know, this could be a variety of peppers, mushrooms, onions, that sort of thing. And dinner, 6 ounces of chicken. No rice, nothing like that. A cup of vegetables again. And then for the evening, the snack is a half cup of yogurt, a scoop of protein, and I like to throw in some milk there. And that's my meal plan. So I eat that religiously 5 to 6 days a week. And then I go nuts on the 7th day. I even throw in ice cream. So I think it's important to do that. I've heard it called a treat day, not a cheat day. I think that's super important too, because it's all about enjoying life, having fun, and not feel like you're cheating. If it's cheating, it's not fun. You're not going to stick with it. Today's show is brought to you by School Spirit Vending. School Spirit Vending has a hassle-free year-round fundraising program for schools. And the best part is that it's absolutely free. With School Spirit Vending, we do all the work. You just cash a check. You can increase school spirit with custom stickers for your school and raise funds at the same time. No upfront costs, no volunteers, no selling. Sick of the same old ways of raising money for your school? Check out SchoolSpiritVending.com. So, listen, that was Thursday, February 16th, why I'm grateful for tortillas. I have an opportunity to speak in Florida, so don't know if that panned out or not, but hopefully it will. And just doing deep work. That's a great book. We're reading that in the Mastermind. I think that's in maybe April and May or May and June, but we're reading Deep Work by Cal Newport. Fantastic book about how extended amounts of time of focus on meaningful work, right, will equate to just incredible results. Looking forward to digging that with the coaching clients. What we'll make today, great. Make a few more videos, finish a teacher's observation, and schedule a survey for the school. Three amazing things that happened. Had a good talk with my buddy Dwayne. He has a podcast for veterans, Charlie Mike podcast. So check that out, especially if you know some people in the military. Really love that. I did finish the observation. Oh, and I had a great mastermind. Yeah, Thursday's off the chain. So Tuesday and Thursday, we have masterminds. Those groups are fantastic. And Thursday night, I had a great mastermind. And like I said, the trend, what could I have done to make the day better? What could I have changed? I put meditate. So that's what I do with the 5-minute journal. Started this practice about a year ago. Love going back and just seeing the things that I've experienced and how I've grown. And, you know, you don't know when you're going to pull open to a page. You see that you're grateful for puppies. Like, that made me smile. That was really pretty awesome. So 5-minute journal and the awesome jar. Another, I have a couple more tips. Number 3, loving kindness. So another book we read in the mastermind was Search Inside Yourself. That's about mindfulness meditation by Chade Meng Tan. And that's going to be linked up in the show notes for you. Loving kindness is so easy, y'all. Listen, listeners, better leaders, you can do this every single day. I challenge you to start today if you're listening in the morning, tomorrow if you're listening to in the evening. It takes 10 seconds. Seriously, this is it. And it's a mindfulness technique. So you start doing this, you're actually practicing every day. Loving kindness goes like this. Take 10 seconds, look at someone. Or you can even close your eyes and think of someone and just wish them kindness, love, and peace. That's it. Loving kindness is about looking at somebody else, right, and wishing them well. That's it. It's an entirely a thinking exercise. You don't say it out loud. So, you know, it's not in a creepy way walking up to maybe a secretary in the main office and saying, I wish you kindness, love, and peace. No. It's not about that. Have a smile on your face. You know, maybe it's while you're being present and listening, and just wish that person the best day ever. Kindness, love, and peace. It's a thinking exercise, and hopefully some good experiences, I think, will come your way of that target, right? You are wishing them well. And even if it doesn't, here's the thing that I've learned. You know, when you write thank you notes, when you focus on others, when you try to live a generous life and give, 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 right? It's not about what you get, it's what you add to the group or what you add to the school or wherever you find yourself. That's the reward in itself. And it almost always pays dividends. So loving kindness, take 10 seconds, focus outside of your head, focus on somebody else, and wish them a better day. Kindness, love, and peace. And actually, to take a step further, not in the book, but I'm just thinking about this and going off the cuff, you know, what if you had a spirit of how can I help you today? What are you struggling with? What's one challenge that you're working on? And even as a principal, right, a school leader, AP, superintendent, instructional coach, teacher, shoot, custodian, and you just walking around people like, hey, is there something I can help you with today? What if you ask that question every day and actually help somebody? When they said, yeah, I need help painting my walls, or I need help grading papers, or putting away these, you know, whatever, materials, straightening these desks. What if you did that? How would that change you? Go out there. Hey, if you do that, write me, Daniel at betterleadersbetterschools.com. Tweet me at Alien Earbud. Give me a shout. Let me know what happened. I want to highlight another tip. Staff appreciation is really, really important. And I've got a massive, I mean massive blog post on this. So it's the betterleadersbetterschools.com/staff appreciation ideas. And what I did was crowdsource. I just talked to people smarter than me, 12 school leaders, and they share their best staff appreciation ideas. So I want you to go to that blog post. I'll read you maybe 2 pieces of advice here. But a whole bunch of people came up with great actionable steps. Shout out to Suzanne Mitchell. She is in the mastermind. She did a snow cone truck hiding behind buses on the first Friday of the school year. So it was revealed when the buses pulled off the lot, right? picture squeals of excitement as the teachers see it, and music starts because there's a stone cone truck hiding behind the buses. So that's pretty cool. Another thing from Mike Kelly, he likes to participate in hashtag lead up chat on Saturdays. He uses something called PAWS, Positive Attitudes Will Succeed. That's their positive behavior program. So everyone in the building, from teachers to custodians to office staff, they have PAWS cards. And on those cards, they write positive messages and give them to each other. So that's almost like PBIS, but school-wide. And what Mike says, it's cool to see everyone post these in their classrooms and display them with pride. It's really caught on. He goes from room to room and sees those PAWS cards written by people he wouldn't even expect, and that's been incredibly rewarding. So if you want more actionable items, 12 school leaders share their best staff appreciation ideas, that's linked up for you in the show notes. Don't worry about memorizing the URL. It will be there for you in the show notes. Okay, last thing I want to share is this thing called the Daily Practice. So I've read this book. It's called Choose Yourself by James Altucher. He is a really creative guy too, like Tim Ferriss. And choose yourself is so important. It's when you say, why not me, right? I'm picking myself to be a success. I'm going to add this value, create this content, make this big change, take this risk to really have an impact on a culture. And so in Choose Yourself, he describes what he calls his daily practice. Daily practice has many, many, many different types of things that you can do. But one of the things I really like is James challenges the reader, so I'm challenging you, write a list of 10 things every single day. And the list of 10 could have a variety of topics, right? And so I wrote one about leadership. That's what this podcast is all about. And I'm proud of this list. So 10 things you can do to serve your community and set yourself apart as a leader today. That's my list. So I put be vulnerable, authentic, and transparent. The more you share, the better. That's number one. Number two, co-plan and co-teach a lesson for no other reason than the joy of teaching and connecting with peers and kids. Number three, sweep something, anything, a classroom, a hallway, the cafeteria. Number four, serve lunch in the cafeteria. Number five, do crossing guard duty, extra credit if you wear a crossing guard hat. And I'll try to remember to put a picture of that in the blog post. Number six, write a parent a positive email or give them a call about their child for no reason. Number seven, call a parent and ask how we can improve the school or how the school can improve, and be ready to hear and take action on what they say. Number eight, create an advisory board for decision-making if you don't already have one of those within your school. Number nine, what would it look like if you use Facebook Live to interact with the community? And number 10, of 10 things you can do to serve your community and set yourself apart as a leader today, I put join my mastermind. So listen, you know by now that I coach school leaders, right? People that are very interested in accelerating their own leadership development. So the Mastermind's a hybrid group coaching and leadership development community. We have three groups at the time of this airing. We have Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 Central Standard Time, Thursday nights, same time, 8 to 9 Central Standard Time, and a brand spanking new group where I want people to join. That's Thursdays, Thursday nights, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And listener, maybe that's you. Leadership can be both isolating and lonely. Who do you really have to turn to with your questions, doubts, and fears? If you're like me as a principal, it's hard, right? Obviously, I have the confidence of people on my staff, APs, you know, and other folks that I'm close to. But, you know, when you're really lost, when you really, you know, want to be vulnerable, when you really need some help thinking through ideas, do you have a group that's been there before and could really push you in your own leadership development? Jim Rohn says, right, that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So what would it look like if you upgraded who you spend that time with, and what would that do? What kind of results would be produced for your community if you surrounded yourself with just amazing, hungry, driven school leaders that want to get better every day? It's also important to note too, this episode's being released, right? It's April, May 6th. Membership is increasing. So the time to join is now to lock in the best rate. So that's the Mastermind, a hybrid group coaching leadership development community. Go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/mastermind. You can sign right up there. Listen to this. You want to call me? Call me. Text me. Numbers 312-788-7595. 312-788-7595. We can chat about it too. You have any questions, I'll answer those questions. Would love to get you in the mastermind. Finally, you know, you feel like emailing Daniel@betterleadersbetterschools.com. So that last one, right, to separate yourself, I think is important because people know, right, if they're going to develop, if they're going to be pushed, they need to invest in themselves, and that investment is often with time and with money. If you're looking for a free experience, let me give you one more thing you can do. So Mastermind's paid. This one's free. May 1st, I'm doing a free webinar. Actually, the first webinar. I am so pumped. I've never done a webinar before. But May 1st, I'm doing a webinar from 7:30 to either 8 or 8:30. We'll see. But it's going to start at 7:30 p.m. And here's what I'm revealing for the first time ever, free webinar. I'm sharing my secret system on how to achieve more in 12 weeks than most people do in an entire year. That's right. So I'm going to share my secret system on how to achieve more in 12 weeks than most people do in an entire year. That's May 1st, a free webinar. And just click the link in the show notes to sign up for the secret system Webby, and you'll be able to do that. All right. Well, this is Danny Sunshine Bauer. Listen, it was really nice having you on the show today. So this is Danny Sunshine Bauer signing off. And Better Leaders, I want to thank you for investing in yourself today by listening to the podcast. Remember that life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. Go out there today and be a better leader. Feel free to visit betterleadersbetterschools.com, and you can get the show notes. Put in the attitude of gratitude or gratitude. The show notes page will pop up. You get the highlights of today's episode, links to all the resources, and the best ways to connect. But thanks again for listening, and bye-bye for now. Better Leaders, thank you for joining us on the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast. Visit us at betterleadersbetterschools.com, a blog and podcast made specifically for you to help you meet your leadership potential. Have you gotten value from today's show? Help me reach even more listeners by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Click the podcast artwork and press the Show Some Love link to leave an honest rating and review. A long, long time ago in a galaxy far away, patrons would sponsor artists to create something the patron valued. Would you consider becoming a patron of the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast? If you found this podcast valuable, if the show has pushed your thinking about leadership, and if you've benefited in any way, then I would be honored if you would become a sponsor. Sponsorship is easy. Head over to patreon.com/better or click the link in the show notes to become a patron for as little as $1 a month. If you pledge $10 a month, I'll send you one of my favorite leadership books every other month. That's patreon.com/better or click the link in the show notes. Do you have a question or need some leadership advice? I want to connect with you. I read every email, tweet, snap that's sent to me. Links are in the show notes to connect via email and social media. Better Leaders, Better Schools is a proud member of the Edu Podcast Network, podcast for educators, podcast by educators. You can listen to more great education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.